Okay, let's do the best of speed joke sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending your jokes this week to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we pull from the joke CNN. We're about to randomly give somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But what was the joke of the week? Here's number one.
No.
I'm a little worried about my new cannibal girlfriend, Andy. She finally invited me to sleep over.
So what's the problem?
She promised to make me breakfast in the morning. What was I thinking, having a cannibal girlfriend? Here's number two. Guy and a giraffe walk into a bar. After a few drinks, the giraffe falls over and passes out. Giraffe owner starts to walk out. The bartender says, hey, you can't leave that lion here. Guy says, it's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
Okay, one more giraffe joke, please.
Speaking of which, here's another one. Andy, giraffe walks into a bar, says, highball's on me. Here's joke of the week number four. Why did the tooth go to jail? Incisor trading. Dennis humor. Here's number five. I was at Walmart yesterday and asked a worker where the nuts were, and he said,
pretty much every aisle.
And we immediately apologized for that joke. We all shop at Walmart. It's a lovely operation. Here's number six.
So, John, yesterday at the gym, I watched a guy do 50 push-ups. Do you think you could do that?
Not to brag, Andy, but I once watched someone do 100. Wow, John, impressive. Here's number seven.
John, what's the scariest tree in the forest?
Bamboo.
John, what kind of shoes do ghosts wear?
Boots.
John, how do you know if a zombie likes someone?
They ask for seconds. Hey, you got three for one there. Here's number eight. Guy goes to confession and says, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've spent the week with seven beautiful women. And the priest says, just squeeze seven lemons into a glass and drink it. The guy says, that will cleanse me from my sins. And the priest says, no, but it'll wipe the smile off your face. Once again, this week, my wife decided to leave me. Andy, my wife says she's leaving me because I'm too insecure. No, wait, she's back. She was just making tea. Never mind. Andy, my wife said she's leaving me. She says, it's my obsession now with CB radios.
Oh, no.
She said, it's over. Over. And then we played Convoy.
Convoy.
All right, here's joke of the week number 10. Hey, Andy, one difference between men and women is when a woman says, smell this, it usually smells good. joke number 12. Here's another difference between men and women, Andy. A woman uses 30,000 words a day to a man's 15,000. Wife says to her husband, well, that's because we have to repeat everything to you men. The husband turned to his wife and said, what? Pardon me, that was number 11. Here's number 12. All right, let's call this next one Dog Math.
And so, in the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a golden doodle.
If I have five toys and one goes under the sofa...
then?
I have zero toys.
Very good, yeah.
I don't know if we got in the way of that, but that's true about dogs. If the dog has five toys and one goes under the sofa, he now has one toy. He's got to get that toy. I got to get that toy. Here's joke of the week number 13. It's a shame nothing is built in the United States anymore. I just bought a TV, and it said built-in antenna. I don't even know where that is. I don't either, John. Thanks for asking. Here's our final joke of the week.
John, why don't werewolves ever know the time?
Because they're not wenwolves, Andy. Andy, did you know that Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween?
Well, I guess they don't appreciate random people coming to their door.
Okay, what was the joke of the week? Andy, why don't you go? No, Steve, why don't you go first?
Yeah, and as much as I really liked Andy's golden doodle, I'm going to go with incisor trading.
Wow, how about that? Just a silly little, and by the way, a very speedy joke, clocking in at 4 seconds. Yeah. Bob Kessler, what was the joke of the week, please?
I'm not proud to say this. Highball's on me.
That's mine. That's two votes for highball's on me. Andy Mazur, what was the joke of the week?
Well, I am partial to my golden doodle voice. I will go with wipe the smile off your face.
Wipe the smile off your face. Producer Pete, what was the joke of the week, please?
Sure, I'll go with highballs.
Bobby, did I ask you? Did you vote already?
Yeah,
Bob?
I did, and it was highballs. I'll vote again.
Oh, that's right. You got this 12-year-old vibe started. All right, we'll figure out who sent that joke in and award them a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and I'll randomly select from the jokes sent in right now, and somebody else is going to get one too.